Welcome into Bucks Live at the Combine, presented by Raymond James. Casey Phillips here alongside National Scout Byron Kiefer. Byron, thanks so much for being with us. We know this is a hectic week for you guys, so like hearing a little bit about what your schedule is. We've asked the other guys the same thing, but just enjoy hearing how you spend your days out here and how much is crammed into a pretty short amount of time.
Sure. Glad to be here. Thanks for having
me. Yeah, yeah. So tell me a little bit about your schedule, your days, and what you've been doing.
Well, just long days. You know, usually up about 6, and, you know, it's weigh-ins, then field workouts, and you know, come back after that. We'll have formal interviews, informal interviews, and that typically go to about 11 o'clock at night. So it's a, you know, pretty full schedule and jam-packed, but it's obviously a unique experience to see all the kids here and be able to get face-to-face with all of them in one room, and it's a great experience.
Yeah, and we've heard from the other guys and just everyone around the league really talking about how the interviews, and medical in particular, but the interviews are such a huge part of it, and you guys get a chance to talk to these guys, and you've watched them and learned about them all year. So how does what you've been doing the last year, 2 years at times with these guys, how does that help you know exactly what you need to ask for these guys and how you personally go about some of these interviews?
Well, yeah, I think a lot of it obviously what the school tells you about the kid. You know, a lot of schools you don't have the opportunity to sit with a you know, the player one-on-one and speak with them. So it's a lot of, you know, people at the school that get to work with the player day-to-day, you know, teachers, coaches, trainers, stuff like that. So they give you insight to the kid. And obviously there's always things you can glean off tape of how personality, effort, you know, toughness, things like that. So that'll kind of just formulate which way you want to go in terms of asking the player questions, or, you know, whether they'd be pointed or background, you know, stuff like that.
And I know you were an area scout, now a national scout. How does that change the way that you approach the combine and what all falls under your responsibility?
Really, it's just a lot more players I've have had access to. So really, it's just a lot more players that I'll be watching and, you know, have an opportunity to see. So now you're kind of really looking at everybody across the country as opposed to a specific region.
That has to be insane, the number of people that you have to know and be able to recall at any moment's notice. I mean, how much is it really all stored up there? Are you just a really good note taker? How do you keep all of it straight?
Yeah, I mean, I was blessed, I guess, with a really good memory. Unfortunately, only with sports, I wasn't very good at schoolwork, I guess. But so really, just I just am blessed to have a really good recall, and just a lot of guys I've seen, but also, you know, have notes in your reports and things you kind of, you know, reflect or look back on to help you remember the prospect.
Yeah, and looking at this particular combine, are there certain position groups or guys or areas that are particularly deep, or groups that have particularly impressed you guys, whether it be just at the combine or overall the last years you've been looking at them?
Sure, yeah. I mean, I think there, you know, there's a good group of runners, I think, in this draft. The interiors on both the offensive and defensive line look to be pretty deep. Defensive backs, you know, I think those are really probably the positions most specifically that have the most depth, but there's good players at every position at all levels.
We were able to talk to Jason Light earlier in an interview that's going up tomorrow, and we were talking about the way that free agency and the draft and all of this play off of each other, and how much more challenging that makes everyone's jobs, that they don't all happen at the same time, or sometimes I think everybody wishes that maybe the draft got to happen first and then go into free agency. So for you as a National Scout, what is your role in trying to help sort through all of that, and how you help make those decisions of looking at the draft, looking at the free agency, and how those play off of each other?
Well, my job specifically obviously centers more around the draft, but really you should be looking at all the players, because things change so quickly in this league. You don't know. The moment you think you have depth at a certain position, something happens, you don't have depth. And obviously a lot of the times with these certain players, you may not be drafting them now, but they may come back as free agents, and you'll need to have that information, you know, in terms of background or college information or, you know, medical or anything like that. So really, to do your due diligence on all players. Obviously, there's more specific needs immediately that we have right now, but you really need to do your due diligence with all players, because you never know when they may be coming back to your, you know, within your organization.
Yeah, so there are some of the things that you look at it about them in college that can come into play when they become a free agent later, potentially?
Correct.
That's really interesting. And then I think that if you look at this draft and certain position groups, I mean, is that a thing where you might be able to tell, you know, Jason and some of the other guys that, hey, like, these positions are really deep in this draft, so maybe we don't have to stress about that as much in free agency? Is that a conversation that
sure.
can be had?
I mean, I think all things, you know, free agency, depending on, you know, where you sign or what position you sign, that may alter a little bit of where you're, you know, you're attacking your needs. Based on what you've signed in free agency. But we've had December meetings already. We've already had a really good look at the board, and that kind of shows you where the depth is in terms of the highly graded players we have at certain positions. So you can really look at all the players across the board, you know, all grades and all positions, to really get a visual look of where the depth is in this draft.
And when you come into the combine and look at especially the on-field drills, and we know the importance of the medical and the interviews, but the actual on-field drills, are there certain either position groups or drills in particular that you find helpful or that you look forward to? If there's a guy you're wanting to see, you're like, oh man, I can't wait to watch that, or even say, oh, I can't wait to watch, you know, the O-lineman do this type of drill.
Sure. Really for me, probably more the skill guys are easier to watch. Obviously offensive, defensive lineman, you're not really blocking or hitting one, or, you know, linebacker, you're not tackling anyone. So the most boring thing you really see is athletic ability out here. So that's a certain key to it. But, you know, defensive backs, wide receivers, I think the most in terms of movement skills and, you know, ability, foot quickness, you know, twitch, things like that. So those are probably the more helpful drills. But I think all of them are just kind of get really to see all the kids all together at one place at one time, all back to back, and really a more apples-to-apples comparison when you can see all the kids together at one, you know, venue.
All right, and then I'll close with this. Biggest mistake as a scout that you can make at the Combine?
I think getting too enamored with the workout or the numbers. I mean, ultimately, for me, it always wants me to bring me back to the tape. So if a guy, you know, tests really well or maybe something you didn't see on tape, really to go back there and see, did I not see that, or is there a certain reason why maybe he didn't play as fast? You know, maybe there's an instinctual issue or in terms of just timing, and maybe he didn't play as fast, but actually he can run fast. So you know, you don't want to step. You obviously like the athleticism, and I think it gives you concrete numbers and data of the players, but you don't want to just confuse athletes with football players either.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for spending some time with us. We know it's a crazy schedule. We'll let you get back to that in some of those interviews.
Absolutely.
And thank you all for being with us as well. This has been Bucks Live at the Combine, presented by Raymond James. Stay tuned for all the rest of our Combine coverage on Buccaneers.com.